Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful PBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison, and thanks a lot for being here, guys. And I'm happy you decided to hang out with me. I don't have a guest this evening. I am going to be talking about some fun things about the numbers and how you can apply them to your life. I'm going to be taking calls from our listeners and doing some readings. I've got some questions here that some listeners have actually emailed me, and I'm going to get to that in just a few minutes. First, I want to talk about my weekend. I had just the best Saturday. I went to Chuck Bergman's seminar in Doylestown. And Chuck Bergman is a psychic medium, and he's been on our show before. Probably a lot of you have seen A&E and the Bio Channel Psychic Search. And Chuck was the subject of that show. He was helping some detectives with a murder investigation, and it was really a wonderful program. He is also recommended on the James Von Prague page as a very talented medium. So I was really looking forward to meeting Chuck. I had lots of conversations with him, and, of course, he's been on the radio show. And I got to meet him in person, and he's wonderful. Also, got to watch him do his thing in the seminar. I watched him do readings. And basically, you know, I think he gave a reading to just about everybody in the room, and he was just phenomenal. And Susan Duvall's seminars, you know, I got to give Susan a lot of credit for bringing such talented and wonderful people to the Doylestown, PA area. And this really kind of brings the people to anyone that lives in New York or New Jersey or the southeastern Pennsylvania area. She does a great job. And I got to go out to dinner with Chuck, and also along with us with dinner was Dale Graff, who was the director of Project Stargate. And any of those of you that have seen Men Who Stare at Goats, well, that whole movie was based upon Dale's work. And so, let me tell you, it was some fascinating conversation at dinner, and I had the best time. So, you know, I got to say, I love the gig. I love what I do. And sometimes there's some really great rewards. So I hope you all had a great weekend. I know I did. I also want to, remind you all to sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter. Hello. You can sign up for it at visiblebynumbers.com. Comes out at the first of the month, and put in a lot of information about numerology, our upcoming guests on the show, and you don't want to miss who's coming up on the show in June. Also, you know, there's the monthly forecast where you can actually get a reading in the newsletter for whatever your monthly number is for the month as they come. So it'll be June next month. So you definitely want to sign up for the newsletter, and again, I kind of direct you to visiblebynumbers.com, and also be sure to check me out on Facebook and Twitter. I also got a blog going, and you can find all that information on the show info tab right there by Visible by Numbers front page on BBS Radio. All right, so I think what I'll do is I'm going to take the first, maybe these first two questions here. Well, maybe I'm going to take this caller, then I'll take these questions. Who's calling? Hello?
David Kennedy.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And would you like me to do a reading for you, or do you have a question?
I'd like to do a reading, please.
Okay. Can you give me your date of birth?
4/16/86.
Okay. And you said 4/16/1986, right?
That's correct.
All righty. Well, just give me a little second. I will tell you with that, the day that you're born, the 16th, you know, when we,
mm-hmm.
when we look at the day that we're born, that's telling us something. And really what the day of birth is telling us is you had a plan in this lifetime of something that you came to do. And what the birth day of birth holds is some really intensified talents and abilities for you to help you out with what you came to do. So the birthday number is always giving us a pretty good clue. And so the 16 birthday is talking about the fact that you're a very intelligent individual, and you also are very intuitive, psychic even. You get clear knowings or feelings or gut instincts, probably some very strong dreams. It can even be like a little bit like the gift of prophecy there, where you know things without knowing why you know them. And that number, it's kind of twofold. It's kind of like you're a big skeptic. So you kind of approach things in a very analytical way, and you kind of need to prove things to yourself. You kind of don't always accept things on face value, and you will research it and look beneath the surface and maybe try to figure things out on a deeper level. The number can be extremely technical, meaning somebody that wants to figure out computers or technical things can be scientific. But also it's very much drawn to the spiritual, like questioning the deeper things in life. So in a way, that number gives you great intelligence. It gives you a gift with research and analysis. It probably gives you a gift with numbers and numerology even. But the number also draws you towards questioning things, certainly a psychic energy. You do have a little bit, I like to call it the wise old sage guru energy. In many ways, you're kind of like a walking, talking mystic. And I don't know if you feel that, but that's what that number's talking about. Now, I do think that there's very strong indications that you've got, you know, in the first part of your life, you're working with, like, your first pinnacle is like an 11. And that's master energy, and that's going to influence your experiences. It's going to influence your opportunities. And so when you look at that in the first position, which is really where you are, it's kind of talking about that you are kind of on this path of enlightenment, or this path of that could be very strongly drawn to the spiritual. And the paranormal experiences, you know, certainly that energy is going to bring that forth for you. And the 11 can make you a little bit more sensitive, meaning sensitive to your environment, or maybe sensitive to people's energies, maybe be a little bit prone to stress, maybe sometimes, or a little bit anxiety. But
that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. And do you suffer from depression, or are you okay with that?
I don't think I suffer from depression.
Okay. Because sometimes it can even bring... Okay. But, you know, you're handling some energy there that can create those things with nerves, okay? So really for you... Meditation is really a key element for you. So you would really want to meditate, work on cleansing your auric field, balancing your chakras, you know, putting up some protection, and even working with some crystals and stones to ground your energy, because you're in some really high energy there. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I also want to tell you that, you know, I feel that you're empathic. So I really, it's showing in your chart. And your biggest challenge...
What is empathic?
You feel other people's stuff. And you don't have to talk to them. You can just be sitting next to them. And let's say you're sitting next to somebody that's depressed. So you sit by them, you don't even talk to them, and you walk away, and then a little while later, you're feeling depressed and you don't know why. It kind of means that you're very sensitive to other people's energy, the energy of environments. Do you get real clear sense when you meet people of what they're like?
Yeah, I usually know if I like somebody within the first few minutes or not.
Right, exactly. Do you ever get hair standing on your arms, cold chills, things like that?
Yes.
Yeah. You know that's spirit around you, right?
No, I did not.
Oh, well, that's spirit around you. I think that you've got some mediumship stuff going on, too, and especially at this time of your life. Okay? So do you study anything having to do with the metaphysical or spiritual?
No, ma'am, I never have, actually. My mom actually got me into this.
Who got you into it?
My mom.
Oh, mom. Okay. Well, you know, get a book and maybe study some things, because, you know, I'm telling you straight up that, you know, you would really benefit from learning things and understanding, because I think you've got some stuff going on for you, you know, in this arena, okay? Now, you also, I don't think you realize, I think that part of you inhibits yourself. Maybe you're afraid of what people think, or maybe you don't always say what you think. Maybe you're trying to appease people, make them happy. Do you understand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you've got to, you know, stand up for yourself. You know, you got to do what you need. You can't always give everybody what they want. you know, you're a peacemaker and you want peace and harmony and you don't want the arguments, you don't want the confrontation, so you kind of cave in and give everybody what they want. And what I'm trying to tell you is you need to think about you. I also want to tell you that you're probably very artistic and or you have a gift with words of some sort. And you probably can't even begin to imagine yourself standing in front of a room and doing a workshop or talking to people. But the truth of the matter is you've got a little bit of star quality. You just don't know it. And as you go through life, hopefully you're going to discover that you really do have some, you know, a very delightful personality, and people will love you if you just stop hiding. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you were born under the circumstances where maybe there was financial difficulties or maybe there was a lot of money. It could be one or the other. But, you know, you've got a gift with business. You've got a gift with problem solving and being disciplined about things. And I think that there's going to be some major, you have an opportunity in this lifetime to leave a legacy of accomplishment behind you to really be very powerful and very successful. But it's really, really important for you to set goals for yourself, meaning at the end of the day, what have you accomplished? What did you get done? And you need to set some goals. And you kind of need to dangle a carrot in front of yourself and challenge yourself and just try to achieve things. And I think you can do really well in life, actually be quite successful. You understand?
Yes.
Okay? And believe in yourself, self-confidence. I mean, your chart's talking a lot about that as well, you know, believing in you. Was your dad not present in your early years?
No.
Yeah. And, you know, and how I know that is because of the number of your first pentacle. Usually the father isn't present when a person has an 11 or 2 first pentacle. So, you know, just so you know, that was meant to be, okay?
Okay.
Okay? So it's showing in your chart, okay? So don't, you know, sometimes as souls, when we come in, we plan these things, and we plan them for a reason. So there's a reason for that for you, okay? It was meant to be.
Okay.
All right. All right. So is that helpful? I mean, it's not your full chart.
Yes.
But did what I said make sense to you?
Yes, it did, ma'am. It really did.
Okay, honey. So you're going to get some books and maybe look into stuff?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm a little interested now.
Well, you know, get a numerology book because I got to tell you, I think you'd be really good at it.
I think I'll have to do that.
All right, honey. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Thanks for calling. Well, all right. I'm not sure. Do we have another caller?
Mm-hmm.
We do? Hello. Do we have another caller?
Hi, Allison.
Hi, who's this?
Are you here?
Yes, I am.
Hi, my name's Carol. You know, you did a reading for me in October.
Uh-huh.
I had you do a reading for me. Allison.
I'm listening.
Right now, my life is kind of going crazy. And I re-listened to your tape, you know, to your... But I wonder if maybe you could pick up something that maybe you didn't tell me already.
Okay, give me your date of birth, honey.
9/26/1960.
And did I do your reading on the radio, or did I do it
No, I talked to you on the telephone.
Oh, so we did it in a private
room.
Okay.
We talked.
All right. And did
okay.
And so you right now you're in the middle of some chaos, right?
A lot, yes.
Okay. All right. Let me just look.
Yes.
Let me hold on here. 9/8. Okay, and does it have to do with fighting or trying to keep the peace, or does it have to do with things like that?
Keeping the peace, my relationship's a disaster.
Right.
Everything's a disaster.
Okay. Right. Well, you know, it's a 2-year, and that really, the only advice that can go with that particular thing is that you want to keep the peace. Now, did I mention that you had duality? What did I mention with your essences? Because, see, I can't look at your full chart here.
I know you can't.
On the radio.
I know. You did my full chart, and I did listen to my you know, you sent me the disc,
mm-hmm.
and I did listen to it again.
Okay.
And I just, I don't know. I mean, we hadn't talked about this then because everything wasn't this bad then.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that you have shifted over into your five, you moved over into a five pentacle. You know that that is going to create a lot of change in your life. And when you shift into the five pentacle, it's change in relationships, change in jobs, change in where you live. Life gets a little bit crazy because you've got all this energy that is kind of putting you on a roller coaster ride. And I know that I said that in your reading. And you're just, you're in the beginning stages of, you know, moving around into this energy. This year with a two, yes, it does. It focuses on relationships. It focuses on keeping the peace and finding peaceful resolutions. Are you trying to work through your relationship?
You know, I don't know whether to work through it or to let it go.
Okay. All right. Well, let me tell you something, Carol, you know, because as I said, what I see here and what I can do on the radio show basically is going from the date of birth without pulling your chart and having you give me your full name on the radio, and we don't want that. So what I would say to you is tomorrow you've got my phone number. Give me a quick call. And I always do follow-up questions for my clients. You know, if I do a reading for them and something comes up and they're just not feeling it from the reading, if they give me a call, I'll pull back up the chart and I'll see what's going on. I'd be happy to do that for you tomorrow. Okay?
All right. I hate taking up all your time, Allison. It's just, you know.
No, but
I guess
hey, that's what I'm
here for. My reading. I needed you.
Yeah, well, honey, I hear you. There's been a lot. I got to tell you, there's a lot of people right now in tremendous crisis. And it's almost like a separation that's trying to pull you into a different energy to help you move forward. It's kind of like a whole lot of people are getting unstuck from their lives and being kind of fast-forwarded into lives that maybe they're not quite ready for. You are in a pinnacle that's going to create chaos, and it is going to create change for you, and you've got to roll with the punches. And you've got to understand that every time you shut a door, there's a new door that opens. And so this pinnacle is going to give you opportunities to do things that you've not had the opportunity to do before, to try things, to go in directions that perhaps you've been locked in the past where you couldn't go. And so this pinnacle is going to create change for you. That's what it's all about for you, kiddo. And the only way to go through this pinnacle is to ride the wave and go with the flow. And so, you know, based on what I'm seeing there and the fact that it's a two-year that has a lot to do with relationships, has to do with keeping the peace, there can be arguments, there can be fighting, I mean, a whole lot of stuff going on. It requires a great deal of patience on your part this two-year. So, you know, based on what I see, that's what I can tell you for now. Now, you're also an old soul. And sometimes, and I know that I explained that too, because when people got a zero challenge and your overall life challenge is a zero, sometimes that means that something isn't written into your numbers because you may have actually decided you're on a soul level to bring something in this lifetime that I cannot see in the numbers because it was never written prior to coming in. It is not included in your date of birth or your name at birth. So sometimes that happens with a zero challenge. It could be something I can't see. So the only thing that I can do for
you saying that. Yep.
Right, I did. So what I would tell you is I'm here to help. That's my job. And I have no problems with clients calling me up for follow-up readings. None whatsoever. And it's a courtesy reading. So you just call me tomorrow, and, leave me a message if you don't get me. And I'll call you back as soon as I got a free moment. I'll pull back up your chart and very happily, give you, you know, whatever I can from the full chart. Okay, sweetie?
All right. Thank you so much, Allison.
You're welcome. All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, so we want to get to a couple of these questions here. One listener, she's talking about having a friend who's expecting a baby in October, and she's saying that her pinnacle is an 11 and her essence is an 11, and she's in a personal year of 6. And so, you know, she's wondering, you know, is that positive energy or what kind of effects that kind of energy can have? Now, I do know that a lot of you are not advanced numerology students, but I can assure you that this particular person that wrote the question knows quite a bit about numerology. And whenever we double up on anything in our charts, like at any particular time in our life when we're doubling up on stuff, it can sometimes create difficulties. because it's hard to balance the energy. Because the energy, when it's in perfect alignment, when it's in smooth balance, everything runs nicely. But there are negative aspects to the energy. It can be overbalanced or underbalanced, and that's where it can create some problems. So when we look at this configuration, obviously a 6 year is a beautiful year to have a baby in, because the 6 is all about home, hearth, and family. It certainly is cosmic mommy love. So it makes a lot of sense that she's getting ready to give birth in a 6 year. When we look at the 11, that's talking about partnerships as well. You know, the 11 is talking about, you know, sometimes business opportunities, partnerships, sometimes love affairs, sometimes marriage. But it's always about putting two things together. So the mother and child, you know, I've seen many charts where babies were born in 11 essences. Because she's got it doubled, she's got it coming in the pinnacle. She's in an 11 pinnacle. And it also, she has it in the essences. It does kind of intensify the energy. So the only thing that I would be, you know, think that possibly would be a negative would be the stress factor or the anxiety factor, or perhaps the nerves. And so, you know, I would think that maybe she's got a lot on her mind, or maybe she's worried a little bit about the pregnancy, or maybe there's some stress involved with the pregnancy. And so my really recommendation, especially for her, would be, you know, it's spending more time in nature, maybe some meditation, maybe some beautiful relaxation music, but work on, you know, keeping balance and keeping harmony and peace in her life, and find ways to lower the stress levels. And if she experiences any anxiety or anything along those lines having to do with the pregnancy, you know, just kind of, you know, go listen to some music or read a book or just do something, you know, or even the meditation to just kind of bring that energy down and just bring it to, you know, more peaceful kind of a place. But I do think that it does place a little bit of stress with nerves on the pregnancy, and that would be my answer to you. So thanks for that question. Let's see, here's another one. Okay, one more other thing. She says her transit is a T, okay. The T transit can bring in change, okay. So obviously a baby coming into your life brings in change. So the T transit does certainly you know, indicate change, but also the T transit also kind of, you know, I hate to say it, but it intensifies the nerves, okay? It intensifies, you know, the stress. So again, I think the message there is knowing that, in this particular configuration of energy at this time in her life can create some stress, can create some anxiety, maybe a little, you know, nervousness. Work, you know, you have to take some tools, you know, whether it's meditation, music, walking, or whatever the case might be, to bring that energy down and keep it peaceful, okay? All right, the next question. When you're expecting an event to happen, and let's say the month holds certain energies, so every single month we have energy that comes in that can create some experiences or opportunities for us, okay? So part of what this question is, okay, you got this energy coming in during the month. How can you predict the day it'll occur on, okay? And so here's the question. You know, let's say I've got a 5 month, and the 5 month is going to bring sudden, unexpected events, okay? And a 5 month certainly can bring in change in residence, change in jobs, change in relationships. It can bring expansion. It can bring opportunities with media, publishing. I mean, the meaning of the month can be multiple things. Does that mean that everything happens? No. There's a theme. But does everything that's involved with that energy happen? No. Could be two or three of them. Could be a combination of them, but not necessarily all of them. We all don't move in a 5 month, because if that were the case, then nobody would ever live in the same house for longer than, you know, a year. So, when would those events happen? Well, if I was in a 5 month and there was a 5 day, let's say the 5th of the month, you know, I would expect that that would be a day that maybe I would get some unexpected news, or perhaps an unexpected opportunity, or, you know, maybe it could be that would be a day that I travel on. Or it would be a day that maybe I had this crazy new experience, or maybe I had a speaking engagement. All of these things comes in with a 5 energy. So I think what I would do is look for days that actually match the number of the month, and that would probably intensify the opportunity for that particular thing to happen on that particular day. Okay? So, Kathy, I hope that answers your question. She says that it usually happens with her towards the end of the month. Okay? Well, you know, a lot of people follow their day number, their numerological day number, and I just don't follow what my personal day number is. I always look at the actual day. So, you know, I always, it just works for me better. And so, like, with today, you know, being the 24th, it concerns me with my family. It brings in issues with my family. This is also a 6 month for me. And kind of to reiterate what I was saying is, it's a 6 month for me, which brings in home, hearth, and family. It brings in nurturing and caring for family. It's a 6 day, and really, in all honesty, today, you know, my children's grandfather, his funeral was today. So it was a very stressful day for my children, and certainly a stressful day for myself as well. So, you know, that kind of, you know, I guess right there's the example for you about the day and the month and when they match. Sometimes that'll actually can create the experience. But when it comes to personal days, you know, I have a tendency to look at the day itself. I know that today's a 6 day, so I know that that's going to kind of bring in things having to do with family. As we move in tomorrow, it's a 25 day, so it's a 7 day. So I know I'm a 7 life path. So whenever I get a 7 day, I'm going to be a little bit more reclusive. I'm going to be more in a ethereal sort of a state where I'm always going to be in my head. And probably, you know, I'm going to be particularly psychic and insightful tomorrow because, you know, it's going to bring in that energy. I can probably bet on having some pretty strong dreams tomorrow. And so I always look to the actual day number to actually tell me, you know, how that day is going to go for me. That's what works for me. But for some people follow their personal days. For me, it's the day of the month that really kind of works for me. She's also asking, does a cycle period in your life affect your future? Is it so subtle that it's hardly felt? Well, again, there are some of you that are listening that know numerology, and there are some of you that have no idea and no clue what I'm talking about. So I apologize for those that don't know what I'm talking about. But cycles comes in when we're looking at your date of birth. So let's say you were born today. When we look at May, it's a 5 month, so May is your first cycle. When we look at the 24, the 2 plus 4 is a 6, so your second cycle is going to be a 6. And when you look at 2010, it's a 3 universal year, so it adds to 3, so your last cycle is going to be a 3. Your cycles do have an effect upon your life. I feel that it's a much more subtle effect. I feel that the pinnacles are much more strong, and I feel it's really the pinnacles that create your opportunities and experiences in life. I feel that the cycles influence. It has a subtle influence on those opportunities. It has a subtle influence on what's going on. It's kind of like looking at the big picture with the cycles and then bringing it down and looking at things a little bit closer with the pinnacles. And the pinnacles kind of sections it off in a much tighter amount of time. And so I think that that's why I find the pinnacles to be, you know, really where I can get the information from. But both of them are influencing the chart. So I hope that answers your questions, Cassie. And I have to move on because I know that I heard a caller. So I'm going to ask who's calling, please.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm very good. Who's this?
This is Kim from Maryland.
Hi, Kim from Maryland. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. I'm calling just to see, I don't know, I've been having a little bit of, not really major health issues, but just the way I've been feeling lately.
Uh-huh.
And just wondering what you could, you know.
Okay, give me your date of birth.
4/26/67.
Okay. All right, so just, and you're how old right now?
43. I just turned 43.
Okay. You are in a 7 pentacle from the age of 38 to the age of 46, okay? So when we get into the seven energy, it has a tendency to slow us down because there's a different purpose to this energy, okay? There's a time where we go out and we bust our butt and we work and we're physical and we, you know, don't slow down. And there's times in our life that wants to slow us down.
Well, I've been slowed down, Allison, for years.
Right. Well, this is trying to tell you, I'm sorry, lady, but it's almost like we'd like to retire you during the ages of 38 to 46. We want you to work on different things in life. We want you to work on your soul. We want you to work on learning and educating and opening yourself up to new ideas. We want you to work on, you know, your mind. It's about using your mind, not your body. And usually what happens in a seven pinnacle, it does lower our health. Why? Because they don't want you out there digging ditches, okay? They want you sitting and thinking, okay? God has a sense of humor. I really swear to God he does. And it's almost like I'm trying to retire you. I'm trying to take things away from you to slow you down so that you take the time to reevaluate your life, to maybe go on a spiritual journey. That's what the purpose of this time in your life is, okay? So if you want to honor that, and by honoring that, if it was, you know, I'm a seven life path, so unfortunately, I don't want to hear you whining about this because this is my life. I mean, it's my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to look at this time, this 9-year span that you're in, and this is about, you need to, if it was me, I'd be like, okay, you got to meditate every day. Okay? Learn to meditate. You want to learn to, like, pick a book, read a book, learn something. Hopefully it'll be along the lines of the spiritual. You know, if you were to perhaps study something like numerology, astrology, tarot, something that interests you during this time, you might end up being really brilliant at it and actually being an expert at it. I would open up my mind to new ideas and new thoughts and books, but I would also honor that if I'm tired, I need to go to sleep. I would honor that if I, you know, wanted to rest all day, it's okay.
I do.
You don't have to bust your butt. And the beautiful thing about this particular pinnacle is you will be provided for. You are being watched over. You will have what you need will be dropped in your lap. You don't have to go out and get it. You don't have to bust your butt. What you need will be given to you. And so in many ways, it's a fortunate thing, but in many ways, it's difficult because in this particular energy, you feel lonely sometimes.
Feel very much.
Withdrawn. Like I don't feel as social as I used to be. I'm in my head all the time. I don't know if you're having paranormal experiences or dreams or things like that.
Yes, I do.
Well, it brings that in as well. It's asking you to get in touch with your soul. And so it's kind of like going off to see your guru during this 9-year period from the ages of 38 to 46. Now, you have to honor it and just kind of, you know that when it's all said and done, when it's all over, you'll be better off because of it, because you had the chance to stop. You had the chance to reflect, reevaluate, think things over, and you had the chance to grow your soul. Do you understand?
Okay, so what comes after your seventh pinnacle?
You're into a nine pinnacle.
Oh,
and luckily
okay.
for you, I mean, I almost feel as though in your latter years or after the age of 4 to 7, I think you're going to, I could see you traveling. I could actually see you doing some.
That's exactly what I feel, too.
International. I feel international as well. And I also feel as though that you're going to want to maybe do something to help others, that maybe dedicate yourself some sort of a cause or some sort of a charity or some sort of.
I do that now.
Well, I feel that that's going to be.
Compassionate Friends. It's for parents who have lost children.
Okay. And have you lost a child?
Yes. My daughter passed October of 2003.
Right. And that, you know, it's really interesting, honey. I have to say that, you know, when I was at Chuck Bergman's seminar, I don't know if you heard me talking about that earlier, but
yes.
a woman was in the room and she had lost her 6-year-old child. And Chuck did a really nice, an amazing reading for her, really, that brought the 6-year-old through. And when she was done and she had tears in her eyes and she asked Chuck, why would this happen? Why would somebody take a child away? And Chuck said, he kind of looked at me because he knows me and my reputation, and he said, you know, I'd like to defer that question to Allison. And I heard it clear as a bell, but I also knew it. And sometimes, you are, this is such a difficult thing to do and to endure. And most people can't recover from something like that. But you go through something like that because you're, what your numbers are saying, your life path and your birthday, it's saying you're a survivor. You can get knocked down, but you get up again and you get on with the business of life. And
right.
In all honesty, you become an inspiration for others because you inspire them. Because when they look at you, they say, she went through this and she's still walking and talking and she's still living her life. I guess maybe I can. And I think it's inspirational, given what you've been through and knowing what I see in your chart, that you are involved in a charity that tries to help others that have lost their children. You are an inspiration to them. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, because I've always accepted the fact, you know, I didn't sit around and, I mean, don't get me wrong, I have my days. Of course, the holidays seem harder as the years have gone by, but I've never been one, Allison, just to sit and kind of, you know, just, you know what I mean?
Yourself?
Just feel sorry for myself, I guess you would say. I've always, you know, I mean, I see my daughter all the time and my dad as well, and
mm-hmm.
I have actually, you know, I've always seen spirits, like I told you before, since I was five.
Right.
But I'm learning how to tune it in a little better and actually do practice readings, you know. But that's
Hello. And don't you think that's what this time is for you?
I think so. I do honestly feel that.
Yeah. This is your mentorship. This is often to develop those talents and abilities. It's to perfect them. It's to work on them. It's to grow. Grow your soul, and that's what this time is all about for you. So, yeah, it's slowing you down. And if you're tired...
Yes, thanks to our good old friend Glenda. She sure has helped me a lot along the way. So,
well, see, you have mentors.
I met
sure.
her.
Yeah, and sevens, when you're in a seven pentacle, you find mentors. You find people to mentor you along the
right.
way. And, you know, and God bless you, honey, because, you know, you are an inspiration to other people.
Well,
and
thank you.
You know, when you show everyone that, you know what, yeah, life is hard, and sometimes you get dealt a severe blow, but you can't just give up. You have to go on, and you have to find a way, and you have to find a reason to keep going on. And I can
right,
really
because
see,
I know my daughter, you know, I know Brandy would not want me to sit around. This isn't, you know what I mean? She wouldn't want me to sit around and just cry all the time, and, you know, I've
sure.
used it to, like you said, help others who have lost you know, their children as well,
see?
Who
right,
do,
right.
you know, everybody grieves differently, I know, so it's, you know, some can move on a little faster than others, but...
Right. And so you're
you know,
here
I think
as
I have
coach.
Been very fortunate.
Yeah. Yeah, and I see you doing really, I see you traveling, but I also see you doing things to help others. Selfless service to others, unconditional love. And I see, you know, the spiritual is all around you, and so you really kind of got to look like... They knew that you were strong enough to handle it, okay?
Right.
And so they knew that you had all the tools because you were born a survivor. No matter what life happens, what happens in life, you get on with the business of life. And so they knew that. And so, you know, it's all in perfect order and perfect plan. You are meant to inspire others. That's your purpose. That's why you're here. That's part of the plan. So, you know, in this time for you where you're feeling exhausted or tired or what, well, it's about going within and growing your soul and working on developing these talents and abilities so that you can continue your work to help others. And I think that there's great things ahead of you. So honor this time.
Okay.
Honor it. Meditate. Read. Study. Practice. It's a good time to go back over things, perfect them, and then move on after this, okay?
All right. Well, thank you, Allison, so much.
You're welcome, my
you
dear.
Have a wonderful
good luck
evening.
You too, sweetie. All right.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, there you go. One of the things that I was going to talk about, and, of course, the lines are open, and, you know, I'm here to help. So if you want to call and have me give you a reading, certainly I'm happy to do that. I'll give you the numbers really quick. It's 888-815-9756. You can also call 530-327-7602. 530-413-4522, 530-776-5185. I know I said them fast, so if you didn't get those numbers, you can look at the front page of BBS Radio. That's bbsradio.com. The numbers are right there, and you can call into the show, and I'll be happy to do a reading for you. And in the event, in lieu of not having any readings, I want to just talk about some things of where you can apply numerology in your life, okay? Besides, you know, what we've been talking about, which is it's the journey of your soul. It's what you're here to do in this lifetime. It's your purpose. That's what your numerology chart is talking about. But also numerology goes way beyond that because we can apply it 1,000 different ways in our life. You can apply it to your checking and savings account numbers. I mean, come on, people, why not hedge your bets so that you can pull more money and hold on to more money based on what your checking account numbers are? And sometimes people say to me, well, what am I supposed to do, walk into a bank and say, I want a checking account number that when you add it together, it's a 4 or an 8 or a 22? And I said, yeah, that's exactly what you want to do. You want to tell the bank that you want the digits of your account that apply specifically to you. When you add them across and reduce it to a single digit, it's either a 22, a 4, or an 8. And those are the ideal numbers. Those are the ones you want, okay? And, yes, you can go into a bank and say that. And when you do something like that, you're actually hedging your bets and pulling more money into these accounts. And especially the 4 and the 22, it's going to make that account stable. It's going to hold on to the money. It's going to grow the money. And so those are really good, solid numbers to have. When we look at house numbers and where we live, we have a tendency to be living in houses that is our energy. So let's say you're a 6 life path, you're going to find that your house number is a 6 or a variation thereof, meaning if you add the numbers across, it probably has a 6 in it or adds up to a 6. So we have a tendency to move into places that has our vibration. Our houses have vibrations. I don't know how many clients that I ask for their addresses because when I do their readings, I do a digital recording of their reading and I send it to them. And I always laugh because I'm looking at their chart and I'm looking at their house number and I know right off the bat that most often they match. And if the person isn't happy in their house, it's because the house doesn't have their vibration. Or maybe it's a challenge number for them and so that the house is not really a comfortable place for them. And I can actually see that just by looking at the numbers. Another thing is phone numbers. I mean, the digits of your phone that apply specifically to you. Not your zip code, not the first 3 numbers, but the last 4 digits that apply to you. If you have a business, and let's say you're doing work out of your house, you certainly would want to have a number that was a 1 or an 8. You know, that would be good numbers to have. Certainly if you had a 3, you're a chatty Kathy. A 5 even, you know, if you had 4 digits that added to a 5, you'd probably talk on the phone a lot. But your phone numbers are saying something as well. When you get ready to establish a business, you want to look at, because we all get a number that goes to our business, so you kind of want to look at that. The names of our businesses, you know, what is the vibration of that name and how is that going to, because when people hear your name or any name, it's sending off a subtle vibration. It's actually, we don't really realize that it's telling us something beyond just the words. And so you want to kind of look at the vibration of your business name and make sure that it's in alignment to the business and also give yourself some fortunate numbers in there to help your business be a success. And even establish your business on a day, meaning start it on a day that would give it a really good run, meaning it'll give it good opportunities to grow. You can even apply it to license plate numbers. You know, the license plates are, you know, I don't know if all of you remember. Some of you may have been listening to the show since the onset. We've been on the air now, I think, for almost 3 years. And Ellen Dodge was a guest, a frequent guest on our show in probably the first year and a half. And, of course, Ellen Dodge is a noted numerologist, and she actually has 5 books on the subject of numerology. And Ellen and I had many a spirited discussion on and off the air. And we were talking about license plate numbers, and Ellen just had this major theory, and I thought it was hysterical because she would always watch the car, the license plate numbers of the cars around her. And based on that, she would decide whether to get away from them or to follow them or what to do. And so I was just kind of fascinated because I had never applied numerology to license plate numbers, so I wanted to hear what Ellen had to say, and she's told me things like if somebody's license plate number, when you added it across, was a 5, you didn't have to worry about, you know, being with them because they're really good drivers. They're very agile, very quick thinking, and usually they're the kind that avoided accidents, you know, and that you didn't have to worry. They might drive a little fast, but they certainly were very good drivers. She said stay away from 11s. They're very airheaded. They tend to get, you know, they're not paying attention to what they're doing. And so it was really a very comical but also a very true discussion, you know, just paying attention to license plate numbers and how that can say something about the driver of the car. So I thought that that was really kind of cute. Now, another thing I think, especially all of us that are dog lovers, and you don't realize that when you name your dog, you're giving your dog a vibration. And so I think this is another really cute way that you can apply numerology. So let's say you've got a name of a dog. Well, when you look at the letters in the name, each letter is actually a number. So what you would want to do is write out your dog's name. And then you want to kind of, there's a chart that you can get that actually tells you what letter, what number it is. So just to go over it really quickly, if let's say you're sitting there right now, you got a piece of paper, you wrote out your dog's name, okay? Well, write 1 through 9 across the top of a sheet of paper, and then underneath the 1, put A, J, and S. Underneath the 2, put B, K, and T. Underneath the 3, put C, L, U. Underneath the 4, put D, M, V. Underneath the 5, put N-E-W. Underneath the 6, put F-O-X. Underneath the 7, put G-Y-P. Underneath the 8, put H-Q-Z. Underneath the 9, put I-N-R. Now you know from your little graph what each letter, what number applies to each letter, so you kind of put the number underneath each letter of your dog's name. And when you've done that, add it across, and if you get a double digit, like a 28, reduce it to a 1. Or if you get a 40, reduce it to a 4. And when you've got that number, you kind of got your dog's number. And so I think it's really cute because, you know, I can actually test this out on my dogs because my Roxy girl, she's a 1. And, you know, she really is the boss. She's only 9 pounds, but she doesn't know that she's only 9 pounds. And she literally will bark and growl at Pepper, and Pepper weighs about 50 pounds. And she can be aggressive, so I think that that's really kind of cute. She's a 1. Now, Pepper, she's a 4. And you never saw a dog so anal in your life because she likes routines. She doesn't like sudden changes. She gets up at the same time every day. She goes to bed at the same time. She eats at the same time. She doesn't like strangers in the house. She definitely is very, very anal. So it's really kind of comical how if you understand the numbers, you can actually, the name that you give your dog, you can actually understand your family pet. And if anybody that's listening tonight, let's say you want to know what it means and you would be interested in some information, email me and I'll actually send you the graph and I'll also explain to you what the dog name, what the numbers mean for the dogs and how that applies to the dogs. And I'd be really happy to do that. So, again, you can email me at, you find my email address right there on the front page of BBS. Go to the show info tab, click on my email, send me an email, and I'll send you the list of what the dog names mean, and I'll also even send you the chart so you can figure it out. And that's another fun way to apply numerology in your life. Okay, I do believe that I heard a beep, so I'm going to take my next caller. Who's calling, please?
Allison, my name is Frances.
Hi, Frances.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Do you want to give me your date of birth?
10/24/43.
Did you say 43?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. And do you just want me to tell you what I see, or do you have something going on?
I'd like to know what you see.
Okay, I'll give you what I can from the date of birth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think right off the bat, when I look at you, your energy, your sixth life path, you're also a 24 birthday. And when you add that 2 and 4 together, that's also a 6. And so, you know, I guess one of the first things I want to tell you is, sweetheart, you are beautiful, loving, kind energy, cosmic mommy energy, but also very loving, compassionate, comforting, people, you know, you're very tied to your family. They're very important, very family oriented. You're also very self-sacrificing. You have a lot of teacher energy, healer energy. We know that you're kind and you're generous. You're a good friend. But I worry about you with this energy because I get worried that you, how do I put this? You give so much to other people, you forget to take care of yourself. Do you understand? It's almost like everybody's first and you're last.
Right.
And so from doing that, you're doing yourself a big disservice because you're almost depleting your energy so that your life becomes a burden because you're always giving, giving, giving. And it almost seems as though people don't appreciate you, and plus it's always about them, and there's no time left for you, and your life just, you just want to run away from your life. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
Okay. So what I want to tell you is in all love, and I'm saying this in love, you can't take care of them if you don't take care of you, and you got to start putting yourself first, okay?
Okay.
Put you first. And so that means let them wait. And you also got to start learning to receive love because you're much more comfortable giving it than receiving it. You're much more comfortable doing for other people than letting them do for you. You need to start to learn to receive love as well. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Because you don't want your life to be miserable. Because and if somebody asks you to do something and every bone in your body is screaming no, 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 well, then don't say no. Don't say yes. Say no. It's okay to say no.
That sounds good to me.
It's okay to say no, especially if you don't want to do it, okay?
Right.
All right? So you're going to start doing that tomorrow?
I sure will.
Okay. And, you know, what? You need to love you the same way that you love other people. So tomorrow morning when you get up in the morning, Francis, did you say your name was Francis, right?
Yes.
Okay. When you get up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, Francis, what can I do for you today? I love you, and I just want to make you happy today, so what can I do for you? And ask Frances what she wants, okay? And if she wants to lay around and watch TV all day, fine. If she wants a hot fudge sundae, fine. If she wants to go shopping for a new outfit, fine. Do something nice for her first before you start jumping in and doing it for everybody else, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, let me ask you something. You've probably sensed, do you write at all? Do you journal? Do you do anything like that?
No, but I would like to write a book.
Okay. Why would I ask you that and you would like to write a book? Why do you think I did that?
I don't know.
Because I see gifted writer in your chart. Okay.
Okay.
And you probably haven't written that book because you've been too darn busy taking care of everyone else. Am I right?
You're probably right.
Okay.
So I'm telling you.
So I'm going to encourage you to write that book, okay? Write that book. Sit down and start writing because I see gifted writer in your chart, okay? You have a gift with artistic expression. I think, though, at some point, maybe in your childhood, I don't know if you had a very lonely childhood or maybe you didn't...
I was one of 13, so...
Ah, you got lost in the crowd, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Well, and then maybe you weren't nurtured as much as you should have been. Maybe nobody told you you were wonderful. I'm telling you, you're wonderful. I'm telling you, you're great. You probably could write really, really well. I'm telling you, you don't have to sacrifice yourself for the family. It's time for you now, okay? You need to start taking care of you. You've done your part. You're at this point in your life where you need, it's all about you, sweetheart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? All right, Frances. All right?
Thank you, Allison.
You're welcome. And I know you're a beautiful, beautiful soul. I know you are. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, honey, for calling in. All right, well, interesting how quickly an hour can fly by, and I am just about at the end of the show, so... You know, thanks everybody that called into the show. Really appreciate those of you that called in. Certainly all you guys that listen to the show. You know, it's always a pleasure to be on BBS every week and talk to y'all. It you know, it's what I love to do, and so I really kind of truly appreciate it. Now next week there will not be a show. We're probably going to rerun something because I'm going to be in Lilydale, and so the next show after that I believe is June 7th, and I got Dr. Kevin Ross Avery. Why am I saying Emery? Oh well. Anyhow, Dr. Kevin's going to be back on the show. He was really wonderful. He's been on our show a couple times before, so I'm really kind of excited about having him come back on the show. And we have Lisa Williams coming on the 21st of June, so that's a fabulous. Michelle White Dove on the 28th. So we got some, and Mark Anthony coming in July. So we got some really good guests coming up on the show. So stick with us, stay tuned. And like I said, next week I won't be here. I'll be in Lilydale. I'll let you know how that goes. And I wish you all a wonderful week, a wonderful Memorial holiday, and I'll be back in a couple of weeks, okay? God bless you all. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com. Or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.